Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning, Logan Landers, and today we're doing our top five list here, the top five Atlanta Falcons coaches of all time. Now, there have been 18 head coaches in the current history of the Atlanta Falcons. We are breaking down the top five of all time, but it's not just my list. It is, of course, Monday, which means it is Madman Mancini Monday. Welcome to the show once again. My marvelous guest, Madman Mark Mancini. Welcome, my good friend.
The show that's sweeping Dixie, baby. If they're not listening, they're out of touch, man. They got to get in touch in Dixie. And I'll tell you, this is the most must-see, must-hear show that's sweeping the South.
Hey, you have said it greatly, man. And you can find us everywhere you listen to, you watch podcasts, you watch shows. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We got Clip for a Show on Instagram. We also have a LinkedIn page you can find. Another way just to access our amazing, high-quality, top-tier podcast. Daily uploads over 1,000-plus over there. Go check us out anywhere. List podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And, of course, we go live every week, so there's got to be something we talked about. Your favorite player, favorite coach. And if we haven't, please put it in the comments anywhere that I mentioned, and we will put it in our schedule. All right, Mark, let's get into it. Who is number five? Who's your fifth-ranked Atlanta Falcons coach of all time, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, when you think about all-time coaches in Atlanta, you got to think of Norm Van Brocklin, man. Yep. Norm Van Brocklin is the epitome Atlanta football down there, man. I mean, what a coach. You look at this guy's resume and everything. But growing up and watching the Falcons from afar, Norm Van Brocklin, to me, typified Atlanta Falcons football.
Yeah, and I mean, he was the second head coach in the Falcons history. Let's not forget that. He was the longest tenured for quite some time, amassed a record of 39-48, a little bit under 500. But he coached for, you know, a long time from 68 to 74 and really just kind of helped set the tradition in Atlanta to help kick things off with the program, with the franchise, and an important piece in Atlanta Falcons history, no doubt about that. Let's keep it moving. Who is number four, Mark?
Well, June Jones, baby.
Oh,
June Jones, the guy that looks like Tom Selleck. How can you mistake in this guy? I mean, this guy's been a winner wherever he's gone. I think he went over to the University of Hawaii. Unbelievable what he did with the Falcons. I love this guy at number four.
Yeah, man. I mean, June Jones is someone who was only here for a handful of seasons from 94 to 96, 1929 record. But man, he was, like you mentioned, he's got the movie star good looks. He's been a head coach all around the globe. I'm pretty sure he's still going now. Yeah, he is still going nowadays. He's the Seattle Dragons offensive coordinator at the ripe age, right, of 69. So he is still going to this day. And what, like you said, just another good coach. We know the records aren't showing it because the Falcons, let's not forget, they haven't had the best success as a franchise for the longest. They had a lot of up and down years, but that doesn't reflect on the coach. And June Jones, a marvelous pick for number four. Let's keep moving to number three. Who do you got, sir?
Well, Dan Quinn. How can we forget about what Dan Quinn's done? I mean, this is another renegade type of a coach that's basically put the Falcons on the map. You got to have this guy at number three. I love this guy. I love his personality. I love his knowledge, his expertise. He's sitting at number three in Mancini's book.
Yeah, and not a bad selection at all. Of course, we know we got him. He got the Falcons to the Super Bowl back in the day. We're not going to talk much about that, though. But a head coach from 15-20, 43-42 record, and someone who really helped out and solidify a good defense early on, at least in his career with the Falcons, and is still doing his thing nowadays with the Cowboys with that ferocious defensive mentality. Of course, we know he came over from the Seahawks to the Falcons to coach for a few seasons, and a tremendous job, well-respected, and a great selection at number three.
Yeah, that's why the Cowboys didn't want to let him go when he was rumored to be a head coach. During the offseason, the Cowboys weren't budging. They weren't letting him go. They know what he meant to that defense there in Dallas.
Yeah, and he really kind of – because after the Falcons, his head coaching credibility dropped a little bit. Yep. He went to the Cowboys, built his record back up, and it wouldn't surprise me if after this season, if the Cowboys have another dominant defense type of season, he could get some more head coaching offers. Wouldn't surprise me, not at all.
Nope.
Like I said, we are almost there. Not yet at number one, but who just missed the cut at number two all-time for the Falcons list, sir?
Well, the former Cowboy, Dan Reeves, the man who turned the Denver Broncos around and put the Falcons on the map there when he was over there. Dan Reeves, I think he was an undermined head coach. He didn't get the respect of some of the guys across the globe there when you looked at, you know, the George Allens and some of these other guys. But, boy, Dan Reeves, he walked softly and carried a big stick there in Dixie.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Reeves was here from 97 to 03, won the head coach of the year in 98. Of course, we all know what the Falcons were doing in the late 90s, putting in work, you know, got close, got a good record overall of 49-59 with one tie as well, and was a really good head coach in a time where the Falcons were still, once again, trying to get things going. Of course, we know they got Michael Vick throughout that era, and they were really building that foundation for the middle 2000s. And like I said, Dan Reeves is a tremendous head coach. Unfortunately, he passed away earlier this year, but he's only one of nine NFL head coaches to win 200 career games. And we're glad that he was a part of the Falcons for 49 of those victories. So a salute to Dan Reeves as the head coach.
Yeah,
well, we've been through four of them.
He's surrounded by John Elway there in Denver.
Yeah.
And boy, they were joined at the hip. You talk about Steve Carlton, Tim McCarver, and Philly in the days 60 feet, 6 inches. When you thought of the Denver Broncos before he got to Atlanta, you thought of Dan Reeves and John Elway.
Yeah, and like you said, he's just, you know, whenever you think of him, you think of success. You think of getting the Super Bowls, winning them, and just a tremendous person overall and a really good head coach for the Falcons. We've been through four of them, Mark. We've got one more left. There's been a lot of names on this list. But who do you feel is number one all time in your prediction for the top Falcons head coach ever of all time?
Move over, Elvis Presley. Bring out the black boots. Bang out the Bojangles, the honky tonk man, Jerry Glanville, baby. He brought the black in Atlanta. And boy, I'll tell you, I love this guy, man. That's why I think they transformed to those black helmets. It was all Jerry Glanville's decision.
You're not kidding, man. Man, and the thing, too, about Mr. Glanville, he's still going out. He's still coaching. I'm looking here. He is coaching for Major League Football right now, the head coach. He's still been going at it, man, ever since 67 when he first started out. He's still going, 80 years young, and one of the probably the most charismatic. You see the big, shiny belt buckle there. You mentioned the cowboy hats, the black helmets that they had. And like I said, Glanville was here from 90 to 93, 27-37 overall record. But just a character, right? And someone who struck fear into you each and every week. we know the record wasn't the greatest, man, but he is definitely, when you talk about head coaches in Falcons history and just NFL history, you got to bring up Jerry Glanville just for how amazing, and especially the longevity. He's still going, Mark. He's still going.
Well, not only that, I think God gave him a personality, and boy, he utilized it to his fullest extent. And, you know, when you look at, I always say this saying, good things come to those who wait. And, man, when you look at what he's done, he kind of reminded me of O.A. Bum Phillips in some ways with that characteristic type of personality, flamboyant. Just unbelievable. And, you know, he took the pressure off his team and focused. Everything was pretty much looked at as him. And that was gave this team, an upper advantage.
Yeah, and he was really a kind of a pioneer as well in terms of his offense with the run and gun, the run and shoot. Yeah. Like you mentioned, looking great with the all-black helmets. They still break out from time to time. And just a really good kind of cultural shakeup for the Falcons and a tremendous head coach. Well, Mark, those are top five, but who were some that might have missed your list, maybe number six, seven, et cetera? Who missed your list here for the Falcons?
Well, Wade Phillips missed my list. Arthur Smith missed my list. And I think Arthur Smith is going to be a real good coach, you know, turning that, you know, the thing around as far as some of these other guys. But those two guys really missed the cut for me.
I think Arthur, he had a, you know, like I said, 7-10 record last year, not too bad. And I think that the Falcons, they're still going through a rebuild right now. They're still trying to get all the pieces in place. But give him a few seasons. We know what he's done throughout his tenure. His dad is, you know, what he's been doing, right, with FedEx and all that. So he's got the pedigree. And then, like you mentioned, man, the Falcons have had some good history, some good coaches. Mike Smith, of course, a great head coach from 08 to 14, just missed the cut. But, hey. This ain't my list. This is your list, Mark Mancini. Thank you so much, man, for bringing it on once again. Let's go through one more time for the people. We got Norm Van Brock at number five, June Jones at four, Dan Quinn at number three, Dan Reeves at number two, and finally, your pick for the number one overall coach in Falcons history. We got Jerry Glanville.
Love it, man. I can't wait to go roll this next time, man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Hey, it's going to be a fun time, of course. And if you want to watch any of our previous episodes we've done with top five lists on the show, please, like I said, go check us out on Facebook, on YouTube, or go check out our podcast. They will anywhere this podcast each and every single day, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere your heart desires. You can find us with over 1,000-plus episodes over there and well over 1,000-plus on Facebook and YouTube. I've lost track at this point, probably closer to 5,000 or 10,000 as long as this show has been running back in the day on AM radio all the way up to current day, and we are still trucking each and every single week. So once again, thank you to my guest, Mark Mancini, for coming on and once again doing a tremendous, great breakdown with your top five list. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.